T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Don't deprive yourself any longer. Follow John on Twitter. His Twitter handle is at John Kincaid.
Did you know that the NFL on CBS is at Lambeau Field? The Packers are hosting the Raiders, plus a key AFC South clash between Houston and Indianapolis. It all begins with JB and the guys getting you ready for all the action on the NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific. Don't miss a minute of it on CBS. That's how Brent Musburger used to say it in the day, CBS. Jordan Dejani covers the NFL for CBS Sports, and he's one of those wise scholars that looks at things much more, probably much more rationally than I do. Jordan, I tend to go up and down. I tend to react to things. The one thing I don't do is I don't react to like short little spans of games. But we're 6 games into the NFL. Do you think you could make some definitive statements for me of things you think you know about the NFL now that will still be right in January?
Yeah, I would say that the New England Patriots are looking pretty good this year.
Yeah, it's really. Go out on a limb for me, Jordan. Seriously.
All right. In all seriousness, how about the San Francisco 49ers? The other lone undefeated team. They appear to be for real, don't they?
They do. I do believe, though, that there are a lot of NFC contenders that wouldn't be scared to roll into Levi's Stadium coming in January.
Yeah,
I don't think the Saints would. I don't think the Saints would be. I don't think the Bears would be. I don't think the Eagles would be. I'm not sure Dallas would be. I think if you could try to run the ball against them and you played good defense, I think you'd like your chances to at least make it a game.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And just how they work offensively, how many different looks they give you in the run game with, you know, a stable of backs. We thought Jerick McKinnon's absence would really hurt this team, and it hasn't at all. So they're going to be an interesting team to watch moving forward. I guess people are still wondering if this team is for real or not, because like you said, it's only been, you know, 6 weeks of the NFL season.
Sure.
A lot can change in a hurry.
I was talking earlier in the show today that I keep hearing people say, man, critical matchup tonight. Dallas and Philadelphia, whoever wins this game is really getting the leg up in the NFC East. And I had to remind people have amnesia. Last year, the Cowboys were 3-5. At the halfway point, won the division, and the Eagles were 4-6 after 10 games, made the postseason, and won a game in the postseason on the road. I mean, don't we make too much of these earlier season divisional games sometimes?
Yeah, and you know who was first place in the NFC East this time around last year was the Washington Redskins, and they finished at 7-9. So yeah, you're absolutely right. We definitely make too much about these matchups, but at the same time, they're entertaining, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're still trying to get a general sense of both of these teams. It's a divisional matchup. You know, who knows? It could have ramifications down the line.
I think the Eagles win the division. How about this bold statement for you? I think the Eagles win the division no matter what happens tonight. Because I look at the second half of the season for Dallas is flat out brutal. And the Cowboys 3-0 start was built on the Mickey Mouse trifecta of the Giants, the Redskins, and the Dolphins, and those are 3 games that the Eagles get in consecutive weeks coming up this in they're going to get that in December.
Right. And I feel like we were at this point last year, right? I like the Eagles, first off. I like the pick, big Carson Wentz fan. The dude is a competitor. But with the Dallas Cowboys, you know, we were low on this team at the same point last year. We looked at their schedule, at least in the near future last year, and we said that there were some really tough games.
Yes.
Remember they had the New Orleans Saints coming up?
Sure.
I think the Dallas Cowboys have enough talent on paper. You know, it still remains to be seen if they get a turnaround on the field. But on paper, they would look pretty good. That's why people were so high on them coming into this season. You know, Amari Cooper obviously bolsters that offense in a big way. Finally got Zeke signed. So I'm not – if you ask me the same question, do I have winning the NFC East this year? I'm probably still going to pick the Cowboys right now.
Now, Jordan, the Rams have been horribly underachieving. And there appears to be some level of dysfunction in how they're going about their business, considering how talented they are. You bring Jalen Ramsey into the mix. Do you consider that to be something that bolsters a team that's been in a little turmoil or potentially disrupts it even more?
Yeah, I've been asked this question a lot over the past couple of days, and I don't see how it's a bad move. I mean, Jalen Ramsey's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, and I think just mid-season, I think we've seen it before, by bringing in a star on either side of the ball, it kind of sometimes provides a spark for that team in general. And like you said, the Rams need it. They have been underachieving in a big way. Jared Goff passed for just 78 yards last week.
That's wild.
Trouble on both sides of the ball, right? So I don't know. I think bringing in someone like Jalen Ramsey, who's a star, he finally got that change of scenery he's been desiring over the past year or so. They have a great opportunity against Atlanta. So I think this could just be, you know, set up for a bounce back game for the Rams. Because like you said, there's problems on both sides of the ball, and it's not easy to diagnose.
Here's my guess is Jared Goff passes for more yards in the first quarter today than he did last week against those Falcons. But I think the Falcons have a good chance to win the game. And I really do.
Okay.
Based here in the offense is going to do things today. The offense for the Falcons is going to do things. It's a matter of that Falcons defense, which is horrendous. And Dan Quinn, you know, we're on firing alert here in Atlanta at the bye week. But if he was to win, like if he beats the Rams today, I don't know that you can fire him. I guess you just let him finish out the season.
Yeah, I'm expecting a mid-season fire for the Falcons there. And hey, I like Matt Ryan a lot. He's having a great season, and people aren't realizing that because the defense is so bad. Because
it's
the kicker
terrible.
Can't make extra points to tie the game against the Arizona Cardinals. So that's the reason I have a hard time believing that they'll beat the Rams at home. Like you said, the defense is horrible, and everything that's not Matt Ryan is kind of struggling right now.
Jordan, who's the best team in the NFC North?
You know, I'm pretty big on the Packers, to be honest with you. I liked Matt LaFleur coming out. Aaron Rodgers is obviously one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Their wide receiving corps is pretty underrated when they're healthy, which is a big caveat, especially saying that on this Sunday. And they put their money where their mouth was on their defense. They invested an early pick in Darnell Savage. I know he's dealing with some injuries right now. But how about the Smiths? Preston Smith and Za'Darius Smith, the first-year Packers, coming off of the edge. This is the underrated duo around the NFL that people are not talking about. It seems like every drive, at least one of them gets a sack and a half, right? This defense is bolstered now. I think the offense will eventually find its footing. Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur will connect at some point. And like you saw, their running backs can run the offense on the ground or through the air with Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones. So I'm still pretty high on the Green Bay Packers entering week 7.
CBS Sports' Jordan Tajani joins us here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. Let me give it to you this. If I told you that the Kansas City Chiefs will get Patrick Mahomes back and they will just sneak into the playoffs, they're going to be even a wild card, do you still think they would have a chance to get to the Super Bowl?
Yes. If you have a Patrick Mahomes there with a knee that is, he's not ailing.
He's not ailing. He comes back and he can play.
Yes, then of course. I think the Chiefs should have the chance and the opportunity to make the Super Bowl, and I think they will.
Are you shocked that at this point in the season, it's October the 20th, and road teams have a winning record in the NFL? That to me is still the mind-blowing stat, that home field advantage seems to mean nothing. We're almost to Halloween, and home field advantage has not meant much, 45% winning percentage for home teams.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of a sad stat, right?
It really is. Do you have any theories on it?
No, not at all.
I have one.
I'd like to see. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to run it by you. I believe too many of these stadiums have gone corporate. They've gone to the PSLs. They've gone to catering to the having high-end bars and entertainment lounges and everything. And they've taken away football being the draw and made it just the whole entertainment fan experience being the draw.
You know, I was watching the Alabama-Tennessee game yesterday, and did you see all those new lights they have?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
Bryant Denny? I thought I was at a rave, not a football game. I had no idea what was going on there. I thought that was pretty interesting. But your theory is interesting. You know, I haven't talked to any fans who have kind of given me that sentiment. I'm sure you have, I guess. But like I said, or I was trying to say, it's going to be interesting to see moving forward. I wonder if that number dips as we get into the season or it rises as we get further into the season.
Jordan, I'm telling you to write something about it. I'm giving you a homework assignment. I want to see you delve into that because you're brighter than I at the written word. So go delve into that at some point. Some week you're going to be looking for something and you're going to say, can Kate challenge me to write this? And look how good I did. I mean, or how well I did. See?
I have it written down on my notepad right now.
There we go. Jordan, thanks for your time today. We appreciate it. Everybody check you out on Twitter and follow along at CBS Sports. Thanks, Jordan.
Hey, my pleasure.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.